If you cast your mind back to July 2021 and the riots that took place in South Africa, the South African Special Risks Insurance Association, SASRIA, was left with a massive bill, billions of rands that were paid out to those who were affected, more than 37 billion rand in claims for damages. So what happens if, for example, we see more protest action, we see a national shutdown, we see unrest because of all of this load shedding over the electricity issue? We did see in Kroonstad yesterday over the mismanagement of the municipality and the electricity issue. We saw unrest there. So what happens, hypothetically, if SASRIA finds itself in a position where it needs to deal with claims like this again? Mpumi Tiekwe is the SASRIA CEO. Mpumi, good afternoon to you. Thank you for your time today. The impact of social risk on the insurance industry, obviously very concerning around the destruction of infrastructure during protests like the one we saw yesterday, but also like the one we saw in July 2021 in South Africa.
Yeah, thanks, Mandy, and thanks for inviting me, and good afternoon to you and to your listeners. Yes, you know, the cost of social unrest is quite huge on South Africans generally, and especially when we start destroying the vital infrastructure that we'll need even after Eskom is fixed. I mean, if you cast back to what happened in July 18 months ago, that cost, that bill came, the exact amount is 32.1 billion rands, of which South African taxpayers paid 22 billion rands. And that 22 billion rands could have gone to other initiatives. It could be the money that is required to assist Eskom to buy more diesel to avert various stages of load shedding. And now, if you look, my concern right now is that what happened in July, it took what was built over 48 years. It was destroyed within 10 days. So SASRIA is currently rebuilding from that event. And we are busy starting now to accumulate more reserves so that we can deal with another event of that magnitude in the future. So we've been seeing currently in social media and in some of the protests that we've referred to in Kroonstad. We had another one on the N4 in Witbank last week, where people are destroying infrastructure. And our appeal to South Africans is that as much as we've got a legitimate right to protest, as much as we understand that load shedding has been with us for more than 15 years now, South Africans have got the right to be angry at it. But destruction of infrastructure does not help our cause, especially in the democracy that we have now.
Mpumi, we are finding ourselves in a situation, and you can feel it. South Africans are angry, and that anger is growing. You've acknowledged that. And often people don't know where to direct that anger. So we do see, people burning libraries or classrooms. When it comes to power, they might be burning substations, which really is counterintuitive. How can South Africans protest and exercise that that democratic right to protest without the destruction of property? How do you channel that?
Yes, in fact, as SASRIA, we're trying to find an answer to exactly that question, is that as South Africans, we need to explore other forms of protest or of exercising our democratic right without destroying property. There is this unfortunate coincidence in South Africa where we think that, for government to listen to us, we must be violent and cause some form of destruction. And that might have been true in the past, but, over the last 3-4 years, Mandy, what I have seen is that the current government and in President Ramaphosa, I think he is willing to listen. There are some challenges within Eskom. As I've said, I mean, it's been with us for 15 years. I believe that we are struggling as the South African government, Eskom management to a certain degree, to find creative solutions to solve this load shedding process. And as you had said earlier on, the lawyers, which is another form of exercising our democratic right through the courts, are trying to get the South African government and Eskom to provide us plans as to how we're going to deal with the load shedding in the future. Yes, it's quite difficult. I don't have an exact answer for you as to how do we divert this anger that South Africans that are having. All I'm appealing to is that as we exercise all these various forms of exercising our democratic rights, it is truly more destructive if we end up destroying this very same infrastructure that's going to take us out of the trouble that we're in.
Mpumi, you said Sashua is rebuilding after the July 2021 unrest. Are you in a position at the moment to deal with something like that again, if need be?
No, the Minister of Finance rightfully had asked me that question. Yes, we can deal up to a level of close to 6-7 billion rands. We can handle that within SASRIA. But anything above that amount will again require the taxpayer to assist SASRIA. We are not as strong as we were when the July unrest happened. There's another social cost, Mandy, to this, is that what we saw in July 2021, there are certain companies that were affected, and they were their infrastructure, their buildings were banned, and they basically left South Africa for good, resulting in loss of thousands of jobs. So effectively, if we continue to be destructive of infrastructure, jobs get lost, more people get unemployed, and it gets even more difficult for people to go and buy things like bread and milk. So I think we just need to rethink, and civil society has got a bigger role to play there.
Mpumi, thank you so much. Mpumi Tiekwe, the SASRIA CEO, the South African Special Risks Insurance Association. Pause. And there is real introspection that we need to do. We are angry. We need to channel that anger. There's no point in destroying the infrastructure that we still have because it will cost us all as taxpayers.